This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the grain markets for Friday, May 3rd. Well, grain markets were higher across the complex, but we saw corn and soybeans be the leader to the upside yesterday, and wheat kind of tagging along. But corn was up 9, soybeans up 29 on the July contracts. Wheat, we had KC up 11, Minneapolis up 7 with the new high for this move, and Chicago was up 5. So we are seeing some significant weather events going on in South America. Brazil, southern Brazil, Rio Grande do Sul, which produces 15% of the nation's soybean crop, is getting deluged with rain. There's flooding everywhere, and it looks like there's significant damage being done to the remaining soybean crop. Harvest is about 76% complete in Rio Grande do Sul, but you still have a quarter of it still in the field, and it's underwater. And it doesn't look like the rains are going to stop at least for a few days. The floods, it'll take a long time, you know, at least a week to recede. So they're talking a good 10 days to 2 weeks before producers can even think about getting in the field. And by that time, certainly you'll have notable quality damage, if not complete damage, to the remaining crop. So they're estimating anywhere from 5 to 7 million tons of soybeans that are still out there in the field that are being affected. It's not a huge amount of soybeans, but it's worth enough to make the market react to it. And certainly it was yesterday. In corn, Argentina running into more problems as well. They've got some pretty widespread disease issues going on, spread by the leafhopper, and yields are declining pretty fast as they get deeper into their harvest. We are looking at some cold temperatures coming down. Looks like it's going to freeze in the southern part of Argentina. They don't expect that it will do any damage to the corn crop, but it should slow down the spread of the disease. So there is some upside to that. But it's been a tough stretch all of a sudden for South America. They were dodging bullets left and right, especially Argentina, which just had an ideal growing season. But getting the crop out of the field has been a challenge for them. And now it looks like Brazil is running into similar problems. For Brazilian corn, the second season corn crop, more toward the central part of Brazil, so far it looks okay. The monsoon did drop quite a bit of rain and kind of recharge at least the subsoil. Temperatures are rising, and the rain has really backed off. So there's some talk about some stress. At this point, it's not critical. I think the market's reacting more to the flooding and the issues going on in Argentina. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange from Argentina reported that the soybean harvest is at 36%. Corn harvest is 22%, but they did lower production estimates another 3 million tons, taking it to 46.5 million tons. USDA is still sitting at 55. So now we have an increasing spread between USDA and Argentina, similar to what we've got in Brazil, with USDA far higher than Brazil's production estimates, especially for soybeans, as the same thing going on with Argentina. Crop conditions in France for winter wheat rated at 66% good to excellent. That is unchanged from last week. In Russia, we've got the ICAR, one of their market analytical companies, is reporting that wheat production will be more around 91 million tons. That's 2 million lower than their previous estimate. They took exports down 1.5 million to 50.5. So I think they're starting to anticipate a drop in yields because of the dryness that's been prevalent across much of the southern region. In weather here in the United States, the drought monitor is showing that there are still drought issues going on in Kansas and Iowa, also the northern tier of states, most of Montana, the northern half of North Dakota and Minnesota, all still under drought status. As far as Iowa goes, we can pretty much expect that to be removed, if not next week, certainly by the following week. They just had a ton of rain here over the last week or so, with more on the way. But the crop percentages in drought status, we've got corn at 19%. It's down 4 from last week, and it's down 8 from last year. Soybeans are 17% in drought status. It's down 4 from last week, down 3 from last year. Winter wheat at 28% in drought status is down 2 from last week, down 21 from last year. But spring wheat is at 27% in drought status. That's up 1 over last week, and it's up 14 over last year. So Minneapolis suddenly kind of becoming the leader of the complex. It never really broke the way Casey and Chicago did. And yesterday, while all the grains and wheat in particular were bouncing, recovering off this recent sell-off, Minneapolis just pushed into a new high for this move. In the export sales report yesterday, we had wheat at 407,000 net. Old crop was a minus 20,000. New crop was up about 427. That was within the range of estimates. Unknown canceled 115,000, but bought 95,000. So kind of almost a push there. In corn, export sales, 793,000. That was toward the low end of the range of estimates. Japan bought 268,000. Mexico, 191,000. South Korea took 141,000. Soybean export sales at 421,000. That was right in the middle of the range of estimates. Egypt bought 146,000. Indonesia, 112,000. Japan took 93,000. And some export news around the world. Algeria bought 200,000 tons of wheat. Most of that is expected to come from the Black Sea region, both Ukraine and Russia. Normally, they're a big buyer of French wheat, but France has had some difficulty competing with the Black Sea. Prices paid were about $20 higher than their last purchase was, which was in early March. So world prices are moving higher. Corn and beans getting a pretty big bump here. Corn breaking out of that trading range yesterday and closing above it. And we're up another 5 cents today in corn. Soybeans up another 8 or 9. Wheat is up 11. So we are seeing this rally continue. Breaking above key resistance points is definitely a good thing if you're bullish. And today is important, especially for corn, which broke out of a pretty tight trading range. If you close back, if you fail and you close back in it right away, I think then that says that we're just, you know, this upside has been very limited. I don't see that really happening with all the planting delays we're going to have here in the U.S. and some significant production problems from South America. So I think corn has started its next leg up. Got about another 20 cents or so before you run into that major resistance, which was the old trading range low that held the market for several months. I think we're going to have trouble at that range, but we've still got some upside to go here before we get there. Soybeans, you know, again, we're at the beginning of a growing season. You could see some acreage shift over there, which would kind of stall that out. But with the issues going on in Brazil, I think this certainly casts a more positive tone to the soy complex in general. Here in the United States, we don't see any weather problems for the row crops in the Midwest. Again, the western part of the Midwest has had a lot of rain, certainly recharging topsoil and a long way toward recharging subsoil. So to get the growing season started, we're in pretty good shape. We just have to get it in the ground, and that's going to be the challenge. But rain makes grain, and planting delays are not critical at this point. We're still a good 3 weeks away before we worry about switching acres over to soybeans from corn. Winter wheat's a little different. The western part of Kansas still very dry. The forecast does still call for rains to reach into that western third of Kansas, but the far extreme west still remains dry. And we see these crop conditions declining every week in Kansas. So that's critical, and I think that's going to continue to support the wheat. Now, that said, seasonal tendencies for wheat, if you're rallying in early May, which clearly we are, that the seasonal tends to stall out right around May 10th, or right around the crop report. So, you know, we're about a week away from that. So there's plenty we can do on the upside with that amount of time. And it does look like the market, after this brief pullback here, is going to take another run at those highs. And we'll likely take those out with this kind of energy that we're seeing, especially with the support of corn and soybeans. I think hedge funds have been aggressively short, but they're going to have to be doing a lot of short covering here because all of a sudden they're finding themselves kind of on the wrong side of this market, at least for the short term. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.